Hello and welcome to the Charles Cook Podcast. Glad you could join me today. Got something I want to share with you and talk about. Some of you may have already heard and seen what happened, but earlier this week when the state legislature opened for the week session, we had a transgender clergy open our state legislature in prayer in the Bible Belt here in this state of Tennessee, standing in the House chambers, transgender clergy, preacher, whatever you want to call them, man who identifies as a woman, who is supposed to be clergy from the United Church of Christ, stood in the well of the Tennessee House of Representatives and opened it up in prayer. So I'm not going to focus on this person. They are who they are, and they will have to answer for that. My focus is on going to be on the people who allowed it to happen, because they are the ones that we elect. So a little bit of background into Representative Bain. She is very young. She's 34, 35 year old. Last year when Representative Bill Beck passed away in Nashville, he was a member of the Democratic Party in Nashville. They had a special session, and Representative Bain was elected during that special session. You can go back and do some research on her. You'll find out that she is a far left activist. And this is the kind of stuff that she is going to bring to that seat in her office while she's in there. So I'm going to show you a little bit of the video, and I'm not going to show you the whole thing with the gentleman speaking. I'm going to call him again a gentleman. I'm not going to call him a female, as the Republican Speaker of the House did. He is a man. That's how he was born, and that's what he is. So, but I'm going to show the video of this young lady, the representative, taking the time to tell about herself and then introducing him, and then I'll come back and we're going to talk about this just a minute. Okay, so let me cue this up. So this is Representative Bain and getting ready to introduce this clergy from the United Church of Christ.
I'm so elated to be here and to do this today. Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker. So a little bit about me. I was baptized Congregationalist. I was raised Lutheran. I was confirmed Methodist and sang in church choir for basically my entire existence until college. My mom grew up a Jehovah's Witness, and my dad was raised as a Missouri Synod. And although religion comes in all shapes and colors, I've always held the following close to my heart from Matthew 7:12. In everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. So with that, I'd like to introduce my constituent and friend, Chaplain Darren Johnson of United Church of Christ. Darren works with a hospice serving Middle Tennessee, and throughout her career, she has advocated persistently for keeping the voices of patients and their communities of care central to their journey. It is my honor and privilege to introduce Chaplain Darren Johnson.
All that follows is a prayer.
Well, there you go. So you have Cameron Sexton, a Republican, who approved this, okay? And then you have the Democrat who brought this person in to stand there and open up the legislature in a prayer. Okay. Now, if you go on the Tennessee legislators' website and pull up the legislators, many a time you'll find that in their profile, their legislative profile, they'll say they're a Christian or they're a Baptist or they're a Methodist or Presbyterian or whatever, Catholic, whatever. Well, when I pull up Representative Bain's profile, there is nothing there as far as her religious affiliation. Okay. But if you pull up Cameron Sexton's profile, it says he's a Baptist. Okay. Doesn't matter what they say or what they don't say. Because as this young lady wants to quote scripture and talk about, see, she didn't introduce this person on their merits. She first had to introduce herself and try to convey to you that of her religious background. Now, why would she do that? Because she knew that when she done this, there were going to be people questioning her religious affiliation. Forget about the religious affiliation. It's about a relationship with Christ. That's what it's all about. And if you're not doing these things, I'm not going to judge you. That's God's deal. But I'm going to tell you this. From the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 16 through 20. And basically, this is what it says. You shall know them by their fruits. If you stand there and you do stuff like people going to see what you really are. And that's why it was so important for her to stand there and first give you background, as she said, about her being, you know, born as was a Lutheran. Her mom was a Jehovah Witness. She was confirmed as a Methodist. She sung in a choir. I didn't hear anything saying I was born again, washed in the blood, whatever. You'll know them by their fruits. And then Cameron Sexton for allowing this to happen. And from what is being told, there was pushback from the Republican Party for him allowing this to happen. But he did it anyway. So for those Republicans who push back on this, after this year, when he's reelected, he's going to want to be Speaker of the House again. You need to think about the leadership that you're voting for if they're doing this. Okay? But I'm going to leave you with something else from the book of Matthew as well. Chapter 15, verse 11. It says this, it is not what goes into a man to the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles a person. Goes along with the fruit. You'll know them by the fruit. It's the actions of the people and what they do and what they say that actually lets you know and defiles that person. And when you see stuff like this, and they try to convince you of their religious affiliation or their Christianity and stuff, remember, it's the fruits that they produced that confirm that. God's going to judge these people. This is what happened. This is what's stepping up and leading this, the state, not the country, the state of Tennessee. And this they are to make everybody that lives in this state that claims to be a Christian that has a relationship with Christ. This should make you sick. But this happened in your state legislature. Okay? That's all I've got on that one. Have a great day. Pray for this country. Pray for the state and our communities. Folks, we are under a spiritual attack like you've never seen. I never thought that I'd ever see anything like this in my lifetime. Lord, help us all. Thank you. Have a great day, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.